We complete our first week of Advent today. Tomorrow is, of course, the second Sunday. We know that Advent is a season of preparation, and we are preparing, or we should be preparing, for the coming of the Lord, making straight the paths, getting ready, being awake, being vigilant. And this week, at least in the readings of this week, there have been lots of messages or instructions about being ready, having the right attitude, for example, like the centurion or like the blind men in yesterday's gospel, being childlike, not being attached to our own wisdom and learning. We were taught, was it Thursday or Wednesday, about Thursday, about the necessity of hearing the word and putting it into practice, like building on a solid rock foundation, things like that. So a lot of emphasis in this week has been about our preparation, our disposition. Today's gospel, today's readings, take a little bit different approach. It's still preparation, it's still welcoming the coming of the Lord, but there is on this day an emphasis on who it is we are welcoming, and then not only what we're receiving, but also what we're giving. So this is another dimension of the season of Advent. Who is it that we're welcoming? Well, we know that the prophecies of the Old Testament tell us a lot about the Messiah when he comes. He will come with strength. He will come with power. He will come to establish justice. He will come to gather in all the tribes. He will usher in an era of great abundance. And this is today's first reading. Great abundance, great restoration, peace, plenty of food, even for the animals, this sort of thing. Today's gospel shows us Jesus, again, fulfilling this prophecy. He comes proclaiming the gospel, curing every disease, teaching in the synagogues. He's providing everything for the people in abundance. But we see something more here in this gospel. He's not just coming because that's his job, you know, 9 to 5, go and do what you have to do. That's not his attitude. You maybe have heard of this phenomenon in the post-COVID era. They call it the quiet resignation. People they're still working, but not their heart's not in it. They're just working because they have to get a paycheck. Everyone has to work in order to support themselves, but companies are recognizing that people are not really trying very hard. They're just doing the minimum so that they don't lose their jobs, but their hearts aren't in it. That's not what Jesus is doing here, and this is what Matthew tells us about him, about Jesus. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. So Jesus, yes, he comes as king, he comes as healer, he comes as savior, he comes as teacher, he comes as judge, but he also comes with a heart moved with pity. He comes as a tender, a compassionate shepherd. He's not just doing it because the time has come. He's doing it because he wants to help his sheep. He wants to help the people. So you see, the emphasis here is not on the disposition of the people and our disposition as we welcome the coming of the Savior. What's revealed here is the disposition of the Messiah himself. His heart is moved with pity, concern, compassion, mercy, love. So unlike people who are just doing their job, just clocking in at 9 o'clock and clocking out at 5 o'clock and doing enough so they don't lose their job, he is wholehearted in his mission. Okay, so that's one of the things that's revealed here. Then he turns to his disciples and says, the harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers. What is he doing here? Not only is he revealing to the disciples the vast work to be done, but he's planting in their hearts some of his own concern for the sheep. Also making it aware to them, making them aware that the task is way bigger than they are. Way bigger. And that's why they have to ask the master, ask the Lord for more laborers. Let this work which I'm doing now and which I'm inviting you to do, let it spread. Because if you have any concern for the sheep who are troubled and abandoned, you want more help for them. And then, now in this gospel, it's selection. This is not a straight reading from Matthew chapter 9 and 10, but it's selections to show us this progression. We see Jesus' heart, we see Jesus, in a sense, planting this concern in the hearts of his disciples and telling them to pray, because without prayer, our hearts don't change. And then he sends them out himself. So he says, okay, pray for more laborers and be the laborers. Go out and do the same thing I'm doing. Go to the lost sheep. And don't do it just because you have a job to do and this is what you do today. Do it because your heart, like mine, is moved with pity for them. They are troubled. They are abandoned. They're in need. Go out. Proclaim the coming of the kingdom. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out the demons. Do everything you possibly do with the strength that you receive through prayer, what strength that comes from God, and give. In the last line, reveals something to us about Advent. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. So here we are preparing, yes, for the coming of the Lord. We're preparing to receive, but part of our preparation is willingness to give what we receive. We're not just receiving. We're receiving, and because we receive so much, we give freely, abundantly, from our hearts. I think people know this, even if they might not associate it with the instruction of Jesus. Everybody knows that this time of year, it's right to be generous. It's right to give. That we give each other gifts at Christmas time. And we should be ready to give to those in need. Give to those who are troubled and abandoned. Make a greater effort to be generous, to give what we have received to others. Now, we might not have much to give when it comes to material things. And we know that the economy being the way it is, people have less and less. But the greatest gift we give is Jesus himself. And we do have that gift in abundance. The gift of faith. The gift of hope. The gift of joy. The gift of love. This is not money. This isn't possessions. This is what God has given to us in abundance, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah. And now Jesus is saying, what you receive, give. If you want to know what this looks like, we have a great example in today's saint, Saint Francis Xavier. He lived in the middle of the 16th century. He was one of the original companions of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. And he realized he had received an abundant gift, and his heart was moved with pity for the countless lost sheep in the world. And so he was sent out, but he willingly went out to proclaim the gospel, to make known the good news. Became one of the greatest missionaries in the history of the church. Spent, they say, about 10 years in India. I don't know how he got to India, because remember, this is 1540 or 1530 or something like that. I mean, it wasn't as if there was a lot of travel between Europe and Asia. Magellan only arrived in the Philippines in 1521. Remember, he went west. I think Francis Xavier must have gone east. I don't know how he did it with the Portuguese. Anyway, so he gets to India. Of course, it's a land where Jesus had never been. No one ever heard of him. And he goes everywhere he can and proclaims to everyone who he can reach about the good news. And then he realizes the Lord wants him to go further east. He goes into Malaysia, Indonesia. He's striving to get to China. Okay. This is the heart of the church. This is the heart of the Lord. This is the heart of everyone who has received. I want this gift to be given to more and to everyone. And if I can't do it, well, I'm going to pray for more laborers. So this spirit is being planted in us, partly because this is Advent, and partly because of the feast day of St. Francis Xavier. So let our hearts, God doesn't force us. He doesn't force us, but he wants our hearts to be moved with pity for those in need. He wants our hearts to be moved with pity for those who are in darkness and need the light of Christ, who are suffering and need compassion, who are lost and need truth. And my goodness, the sheep, the countless sheep in this very condition. So as we rejoice to receive, to welcome the good shepherd and the truth, and especially the love, the pity, the divine mercy that he reveals, as we rejoice to receive it, we also know our responsibility to give in abundance what we receive in abundance.